This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. It's Friday when we check in with CPR's state capitol reporter Megan Verlee. This year's session is at its midpoint. 2 months in, 2 months to go. Several hot-button issues, including a host of gun control bills, civil unions, and in-state tuition for undocumented students, are nearly all the way through the legislative process. But some important work is still ahead. Megan's with us from her capitol office. Hi, Megan.
Hey, Ryan.
And this is another week when guns have grabbed most of the headlines. On Monday, 7 gun control bills made it through committee during a marathon day of hearings. Today, the full Senate debates those bills, and there are big question marks around whether all of them will survive. But let's look ahead. Once the gun bills are out of the way, what's next on the legislative agenda?
Oh, lots. Most immediately, the legislature is going to have to grapple with marijuana regulations. Governor Hickenlooper's task force made its recommendations last week, and now lawmakers have to decide which of those they want to pass, which they don't agree with, and whether there are some that they might just leave for the Department of Revenue to make its own rules about. Perhaps most pressingly in all of this, Amendment 64 called for a 15% excise tax on recreational marijuana. The task force also recommended a sales tax on top of that. And for those to happen, lawmakers will have to refer those taxes to the ballot. That's something that has to happen during the session. I talked with House Minority Leader Mark Waller, and he says he's really disappointed with the process so far. He was counting on the governor's task force to propose specific legislation, but he feels they punted the big decisions to the legislature, which is forming a joint committee now to actually draft some of those bills. And I'm going to play a bit of what he said. For listeners who are driving right now, I want to warn you that there's an emergency vehicle that went by during our interview, so you're going to hear sirens at the end, but don't worry about it.
We're going to create yet another task force to look at these issues with more legislators, and we're just going to move this issue further down the road. And my fear is that ultimately we're going to be left in a circumstance where we're going to have to rush through legislation because we haven't attacked it seriously early on.
Democrats are much more supportive of the process. House Speaker Mark Ferrandino says the task force gave them plenty of recommendations, like that marijuana should only be grown indoors or that employers should still be allowed to fire workers who test positive for the drug. But the legislature's job, according to Ferrandino, is to lead on issues like this.
So marijuana regulations are coming up in a big way. And the state budget is due to arrive at the end of the month. So any sense of what the big concerns there will be?
I remember last year you talked with the governor about how it's harder to get agreement on a budget that has a little more money to spend than one that calls for cuts. And I think we're going to see that again this year. There's a tad more money out there, so people are going to fight about where to send it. Democrats definitely plan to stake out their agenda with this spending package, as Senate Majority Leader Morgan Carroll describes it.
You will find packed in every line item in the budget a lot of stories to tell about progress that's moving forward to meet the needs of Colorado, whether it's Colorado's children, whether it's Colorado's seniors, everyday middle-class families.
On the other side of the aisle, Republicans say they're worried about a couple of things. One is how much state worker raises are going to cost. There seems to be some agreement that state workers do need an increase, but how much and how it's distributed, that could lead to some real arguments. And then there are always fights around the Department of Corrections funding. As the number of people in prison continues to decline, Republicans and Democrats have been engaged in an ongoing battle about where the next round of cuts should fall, on state-run or on private-run prisons. And I imagine we'll hear some more arguments on that front. In all, even though Democrats say they hope to see widespread support for the budget, I don't think anyone should expect a repeat of last year's kumbaya moment when an overwhelming 94 lawmakers voted for the budget.
That's out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about what's ahead, but what are lawmakers saying about the first half of the session that they've gotten through?
Well, Democrats say they're still focused on the economy, even though most of their economic development bills are sort of stalled in the process right now as they wait to make sure there's enough money in the budget for them. And they're both praising and defending the more contentious bills they are advancing, civil unions and the gun package, for instance. At their press conference, House Majority Leader Dickie Lee Hollinghorst implicitly took on the charge that Democrats are overreaching with their agenda.
We're doing a lot. We've done a lot already in this session. We have a lot more to do. There are some people who may say that we're doing too much. I say absolutely not. Our values and our legislative priorities are absolutely in line with Colorado voters.
So Democrats in the majority are defending their record so far this session. What do Republicans say?
Unsurprisingly, they're attacking Democrats. They say Democrats are, quote, letting divisive social issues distract them from the jobs agenda they promised. Now, I'll note that Republican lawmakers have also introduced plenty of social issue bills, restricting abortion and loosening gun laws, for instance. But since those bills were always destined to die quickly in committee, they do take up a lot less time. And finally, one complaint I heard from House Minority Leader Mark Waller didn't actually have to do with his fellow legislators at all.
I thought we would see a lot more of the governor's office and presence this year, and that just simply has not materialized. And I'll be honest with you, it's been somewhat disappointing.
In the past, Republicans have been so complimentary of Hickenlooper, you could forget they were from different parties. But apparently the high hopes they had for him playing a moderating role with legislative Democrats this session haven't materialized yet, or at least that role hasn't been as strong as they'd like.
So we've gotten the big picture for the second half of the session. Looking just a little closer on the calendar, what do you expect to be big next week?
I'd say the big bill is the Medicaid eligibility expansion. It's an optional portion of the president's health care reform that Democrats have opted to move forward with in Colorado. It gives low-income childless adults access to Medicaid. The federal government will pick up the whole cost for the next few years, but Republicans object to it out of concerns that it could become a drain on the state budget further down the line. It's up for its first hearing on Thursday, and I imagine there will be lots of contentious debate, which our health reporter, Eric Whitney, will get to cover.
Megan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Megan Verlee is Colorado Public Radio's state capitol reporter. Keep tabs of what's going on there through CPR's government blog, Check and Balance. You can find it through cpr.org. Click the State Government News link on the left side of our homepage.